Oh man, it's BBC Radio Devon's Saturday Breakfast. Good morning, and we are kind of continuing a bit of an impromptu marmalade making workshop after we were talking preserves last week with marmalade mistress Vivian Lloyd, who has won numerous competitions and was holding a big old workshop in Modbury, and she gave us some fantastic tips on marmalade. We'll come to that in just a moment. We've had lots of marmalade feedback as well. Andy in Ipplepen, who says, bit late for homemade marmalade now, isn't it? Seville are nearly gone by now. Well, actually, Andy, yeah, you're not wrong. I did go down to the shop the other day and all the Seville oranges had completely gone, believe it or not. I think maybe I'm a bit relieved because then I didn't have to bring my decidedly rubbish marmalade today to compare to Caroline's beautiful stuff. Simon in Torquay says, I tend to just do a pop to Sainsbury's. That's the best way. Other supermarkets selling marmalade are available, obviously. Simon, again, I'd love to disagree with you, but I've been guilty of that myself, definitely. And John, also in Torquay, says, oh yes, thinking of making some. We have been inspired by your workshop. We just keep forgetting to get the ingredients. I wonder, can you get tins of marmalade oranges? And you come across that, Caroline?
There used to be, back, I think my mum did it, where there used to be these sets you could get, which involved a tin and a starter pack, so you were halfway there.
Would it taste the same?
Not quite the same, I don't think, but you only need 5 or 6 oranges, and by the way, they are still in a few shops, but you're right, there's been a run on them in the last month, because they sort of come in end of December.
Possibly because of our marmalade making workshop. So, now, you are amazing. You have been making marmalade. You made some beautiful stuff last week. Now, I loved it, but you said you weren't quite happy with the consistency.
Well, no, it was very runny, and if you remember, it ran off your toast, which isn't the right way to do it, really. It has
though. To
be a little bit more jelly-like. So I went along to the workshop, because after you chatted to Vivian, and I picked up all kinds of tips and discovered, actually, I think I was overthinking the whole thing. This is me and my friend Jill did it together. We always do it together, because it's quite a long process. You have to have a bit of time. And it's quite nice to do it with someone. Anyway, in true Blue Peter style at this workshop, Vivian brought along a sort of something she'd prepared earlier. So she boiled up her peel, the water, the orange juice, a bit of lemon juice for extra pectin. And you simmer that the day before for a couple of hours. And here are a few of her tips. So once you start to heat up what you've prepared and you add the sugar, here we go.
Goes in, then you need to dissolve it, and it's important at this stage that you keep the heat low. And if your sugar's warm anyway, it won't take very long, just be a couple of minutes probably, and it'll be dissolved. It's very nearly there now. Right, I think that's pretty much there. So that didn't take long, did it? So then at this stage, I'm going to really just whack up the heat. I'm setting my timer for 7 minutes, which seems to be about the average time that it takes for my marmalade to set, to reach setting point. And then I'll probably give it a stir, and it's all boiling all over, and you just have to stand here and wait. Well, we've had the 7 minutes, and I've just put it on for an extra one because I'm being overcautious. And I'm going to do the flake test now. So I'm scooping a bit of marmalade out of my pan, and then I'm holding my spoon up. You can see a flake of marmalade just suspended on the side of the spoon. Okay, so after 10 minutes, which I think we've pretty much got there, I'm at the stage of wanting to fill my jars. So what I tend to do is just ladle it from the pan into the jar through the jam funnel. It's good to give it a gentle stir before you start, just so that you're helping to distribute the peel. And Caroline's just pointed out it looks very thin, and she would have reboiled it at this point.
Yeah, that was me pointing out, because I took one look at what she was ladling in, and it was so runny. I thought Jill and I would have just gone back and boiled and boiled and boiled and really essentially ruined it.
The overthinking bit. Yeah.
The overthinking bit. Oh, but yeah, it was great to see it all in action. A lot of us all gathered round the pan.
Did it
take
some of the mystique of making marmalade out of the equation for
you? This was interesting, and I chatted afterwards to Vivian about whether there was a bit of a mystique around marmalade making, which sometimes scares people off.
Yes, I think there is, because it's not something that you can make in half an hour, and it is a process over possibly a day if you soak the fruit first and then cook it the next day. And also, it's quite a personal thing for lots of people.
I bought a little tiny bit of my marmalade you tried earlier, I think slightly syrupy, and I now realise, having gone through your presentation, that I probably have been doing far too large batches. Its size is what counts.
Yes, a small batch, and by that I mean you probably end up making about a couple of kilos of marmalade at the end.
With just 5 or 6 oranges?
Yes, just with 5 or 6 oranges you can make, today we've got smaller jars, 190ml jars, we can make 9 of those. So I just always make that batch size, I don't deviate.
I was interested to see where you get your oranges from. It's an organic farm in Seville.
Yes, I visited the farm in the past, and when I first started making marmalade, I was living in Worcestershire, and my greengrocer said to me, if you're making marmalade, you've got to use these oranges from Ave Maria. And I've hunted them out ever since, because they are organic, and they are the very best oranges for marmalade.
And I was really surprised to learn too that 80% of their export market is UK.
Yes, we are lovers of bitter oranges.
What is it about marmalade? Why the Brits and marmalade, and why not Spanish?
Well, I think it's a cultural thing. If you think about the traditional English breakfast, toast and marmalade, if you go to Spain, you're probably going to have to ask for toast and marmalade. It's not a normal thing to have that for breakfast. And it's a cultural thing, it's a historical thing. Through the Second World War, Churchill guaranteed supply of sugar so that marmalade and other preserves could be made. So we are great lovers of it in this country.
Well, what do others think about the knowledge that Vivian's passed on to us today?
I haven't made marmalade, I've made jam in the past, and so I was interested to see an expert demonstrate to us.
And what have you learned so far?
I've learned it's much easier than I thought it was. I'm very happy to go and try it, and she's really enthused me to give it a go.
Really interesting to see where the oranges, where they come from.
Beautiful. As a geographer, I'm always very interested in foreign places, and it's just lovely to see the quality of the product that you would be using.
Well, I have to confess, Jill's a friend of mine. We do it together. We make the marmalade together. It's been a bit hit and miss over the last few years. Is that fair to say?
Oh, yes. I just remember the first session we did, and we just made so much. And it just took us days and days to make. What's actually, when I listened to people's comments today, I actually realised that we actually probably overcooked it. We ended up with a syrup rather than a marmalade, and possibly chewy peel. So I think our first batch a few years ago actually didn't work at all.
I remember it being very dark brown.
Oh, it was. Yeah. When they said, you can't burn it, actually I think we probably did.
Or most of it went up in the fan above the stove.
Oh, I think so. I think so. So I've learnt loads today. And what's really heartening is how many people have sat here with all their different recipes that they've had over the years, passed down perhaps from mums and things. And we've all sat there and gone, why did we do that? And here we are, we're all going to go home and make marmalade.
Are you going to give it a go, Julie?
Oh, certainly, I shall do that, yes.
Have you got all the equipment?
I have, yes, I can move on to that. And I've got people in the family who are delighted to receive the product.
I bet that room smelt incredible. All that
was very,
gorgeous marmalade.
Tangy, orangey smell.
I do love
it. Are you
marmalade.
Ready for
some? I'm so ready for this. Fantastic.
It's gonna be all
Let's
right.
try your new
Here
marmalade.
We go. Spreading the butter on. Louise has just come in for the news and won't be interested.
Now, I should say, anyone who wasn't listening earlier, this is Louise's worst nightmare, because Louise on
news
really hates marmalade.
Like, I don't doing this to me.
I know, sorry. Is this like when I get cheese on toast wafted under my nose?
Yes.
And I go like, ugh, gag, gross.
Caro, here's the acid test. I need you to sort of check that it's not falling off the toast. Turn the toast.
Everything you make is delicious. Right, I'm turning it right upside down. I'm literally holding it above my head. There is no marmalade plopping on my head, so that's amazing. And here's a crunch test. Oh, that's tangy. That's sharp. It's delicious. I love really citrusy things, and that's really, really nice.
It's all thanks to Vivian.
Caroline, you're a genius. This is gorgeous stuff. Well, I'll work my way through that right now, though. I think we better do the news.